I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. In the days leading up to Veterans Day, WNPR brings you 11 of Us, stories from veterans and those in their community. Earl Granville was injured during a deployment to Afghanistan with the Pennsylvania Army National Guard.
My leg was amputated from the knee down, and I remember laying on the ground and thinking to myself, what the heck's going to happen to me now? And I could see the toll it was taking on my twin brother, Joe. I didn't realize how serious it was at the time. And it just ended up expanding into something much more than any of us even thought at the time, to be honest with you. December of 2010, Joe took his own life. You know, after he passed away, I started myself going into this little downward spiral. And I thought to myself, would he be proud of me right now and the way I'm acting? And so that was my motivation, just to do stuff, not just to help myself, but in the long run, it grew into helping others, dealing with the mental demons that I was facing and the dilemma my brother had before he passed away. Guys, if I could just tell you anything, you know, there is light at the end of that tunnel. You just have to find it. And we all have a purpose in life, even after the military. There's so many things out there. There's so many new goals to reach. There's so many more passions to find. Believe me.
Eleven of Us is made possible by New England Conservation Services and Victory Energy Solutions. More about 11 of Us at WNPR.org.